Your Mom's a Podcast would like to dedicate this episode to Joey Fancy. Joey was a man who loved to laugh and to make others laugh. He was loved dearly as a son, brother, and friend. He was a dedicated husband and daddy. We send our sincerest condolences to the Fancy and Bruckner families for their loss. Rest in peace, Joey.
Your Mom's a Podcast, comedy specially designed to fit right inside your ears. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argyll and Stephanie Lynn Russell.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
Hi, what's new?
Heard a new joke today.
Oh, geez, not again.
Tell me if you've heard this one. How many psychiatrists does
heard it?
What do you mean you've heard it? I didn't even finish the question. How do you know you've heard
it? How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? Just one. But the light bulb has to really want to change.
Okay, so you've heard it.
I've already heard every joke you know.
What's green
Kermit's and... Kermit's finger.
All right, knock, knock.
Dwayne the tub. I'm drowning.
How did you...
You only know one knock, knock joke.
Why did the chicken...
To get to the other side.
What's black and
white? A newspaper, a sunburned zebra, or a penguin in a blender. Don't you know any new jokes?
This guy walks into a bar.
Heard it.
No way.
Yep, I've heard it.
I don't believe you.
A guy walks into a bar and after a couple of drinks, asks the guy beside him if he wants to see an amazing show. The other guy says, sure. And the first guy reaches into his pocket and takes out a frog and a tiny little piano. He sets the piano on the bar in front of the frog and snaps his fingers. The frog plays the most beautiful piece of music ever written. Plays for 5 whole minutes. The other guy's just staring in amazement. The first guy says, want to see something even better? And the other guy says, yeah. The first guy reaches into another pocket and takes out a mouse in a tuxedo and places him on the bar. He snaps his fingers and the frog starts to play the piano. Then the mouse starts to sing the most moving, heart-rending melody the guy has ever heard. After 5 minutes, the other guy is moved to tears. The song is so beautiful. He tells the first guy that he's a Broadway producer and offers to buy the frog and the mouse for $50,000. The guy says he raised the frog from a tadpole and he has a great emotional attachment to him. He couldn't possibly sell the frog. The other guy says, all right, I'll give you $30,000 for just the mouse. The first guy says, sure. So the other guy runs off to the bank and comes back 10 minutes later with the cashier's check for $30,000, gives it to the first guy and leaves with the mouse. The bartender looks at the first guy and says, how could you sell that mouse? You had a $1 million act with that frog and mouse, and you just split them up for $30,000. I don't understand. The guy looks at the bartender and says, don't worry, the frog's a ventriloquist.
Fine. What's brown and sounds like a bell?
What?
What's brown and sounds like a bell?
Well, what do you know? You have a joke I've never heard before. I give up. What's brown and sounds like a bell?
Really? You don't know this one?
No, I don't. What's the answer? What's brown and sounds like a bell?
I'm not going to tell you.
Fine. Welcome back to Sportsorama, Sporty Talk Sports Talk, where we talk sports. With us in studio today, we have Mr. Tim Bottlecap Swizzlestick.
Smith.
Sorry, what?
It's pronounced Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry. They have Bottlecap Swizzlestick written here.
Yes, right, that's how it's spelled, but most of those letters are silent and the rest sound like other letters.
Ah, I see. Well, how about I just call you Tim?
Bartholomew Marrakesh Regisford.
What?
It's spelled T-I-M, but it's pronounced Bartholomew.
Right. So, sports. Let's talk. What have you got?
I have ideas to improve sports, to make them better. Several sports. Many of them. A lot. Gonna take the Olympics by storm.
That's intriguingly vague. Which sports in particular?
Lots of them.
Yes, you mentioned that. Pick one and tell us more.
Okay, javelin. Think about it. Pretty boring, huh? But a javelin is a spear, and a spear is a weapon. Throwing a weapon should be more interesting, shouldn't it?
Sure.
Well, how about javelin catching? Not so boring now, huh? Well, you see, as I picture it, it will be divided into teams. It will be a team sport, and on each team you'll have the javelin thrower, and then several catchers. And the catcher's job is when the other team is throwing, the catchers go out on the field and try to catch the javelin with, hopefully, the heavy part of their body, but not a vital organ, because, ow. And then before they pass out, they want to change where the javelin lands. So if they're catching the other team's javelin, they run closer. And if they're catching their own team's javelin, they run further away before passing out and possibly dying. I thought of this while I was making notes for full contact basketball. We can all admit that the first 87 minutes of an NBA game really don't matter. But what if the basket itself was another 10 feet higher, and then the players, they had helmets with spikes on them, and they had balloons taped all over their bodies. Oh, and also big springs on their shoes so they could bounce higher. But if all of your balloons get popped by the other team's helmets, you're out of the game. So that at the end, it's only people that still have balloons attached to them that can play. And, of course, we'll have to have more intermissions and breaks to clean up all the blood off the court, because that can get slippery. Another sport that will need pauses for cleaning up blood would be tackle bowling. It's pretty much the same as traditional bowling, except you have a modified skateboard strapped to your torso. You're wearing a helmet, elbow pads, and knee pads, and you don't let go of the ball. You just ride that skateboard all the way down the alley, but watch out for the barbed wire at the end. That'll get you every time.
I went to see my sister today.
How is she?
Still kind of mad at me.
Really? It's been 3 days. She certainly likes to hold a grudge, doesn't she?
I know, right? I mean, it's an honest mistake. Could have happened to anyone.
Exactly. It could have happened to anyone.
I was just testing them out, trying them on.
Like anyone would.
Right, and she's not exactly without blame in the whole thing either, you know.
I was just gonna say that.
Okay, go ahead.
She's not exactly without blame in this whole thing either.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, who puts a baby down beside a bunch of hand puppets? That's just bad parenting, if you ask me.
Definitely. Bad parenting.
And I realized my mistake almost immediately. Less than a minute, anyway.
That's fast.
Would have been sooner if she hadn't been distracting me with all that yelling and screaming and hitting.
She makes her own problems. She's her own worst enemy.
You got that right.
How's the baby?
As clever as ever, he's learning to walk.
Already? How old is he?
He's only 2 months old, but the second he saw me today, he was up on his feet and running for the door.
You inspire him to learn. That's what uncles are for.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are exciting times indeed. To celebrate the second episode of Your Mom's a Podcast, we are offering you, our loyal listeners, the chance to help us choose the best outtake ever.
Really? The best outtake ever? Have you been drinking?
What?
Oh, jeez.
Like you said, this is only the second episode, and all of the outtakes are from when we recorded the first episode.
Yeah? What's your point?
How can it be the best outtake ever?
The best outtake ever, so far, from this podcast.
Okay, I can't argue with that.
No, you can't. Here are the nominees.
I'm so confused.
Skittles. Skittles from hell.
I have 6 different shades of lipstick.
Taste my rainbow.
Jerry! Jerry, is that you?
Oh, God! It's my syphilis talking again.
I'll get you cream.
Yep, definitely my syphilis.
That's love.
No, that's the treatment for syphilis. Pay someone else to scratch you.
It's new. Doesn't really help with the losing your mind thing, but
why is everything syphilis today?
You're saying it. Why are you looking at me?
Everyone likes syphilis.
Do they?
I think they do.
Sing the syphilis song.
Sing the syphilis. Syphilis. I've been waiting so long to have syphilis.
Why the hell is this a love ballad? It should be a jingle. Make it, you know, make awareness. Like, tasty, tasty syphilis.
Let's do the froyo.
Menchie's should be open. I'm totally up for some froyo.
Huh?
Reach up.
Higher.
Higher.
Reach up.
Way up.
What, who's doing what now?
You're still green.
How did this keep getting bigger?
Dude, you are so green. Well, you were rubbing
what
it.
What needs to be rehearsed now?
We just went. We haven't gone. Oh, no. Wait. No.
We start here.
We haven't gone. Rehearsed it yet. So, you seen anyone?
Or are you blind?
Oh, more blind jokes.
More blind jokes. Oh, wait, we haven't made any of those yet.
All right.
We're starting.
Well, then we should make some. Then we'll add that bit afterwards. There we go. Oh, more blind jokes.
The power of editing.
Didn't see that coming.
Carol, you're up.
Who's up, Carol? What?
You're Carol.
I love lawyers.
They taste great.
Mm. Barbecued lawyer. Litigator on a spit.
It's in my ear. It's in my ear. That's disgusting. Oh, it's in my ear.
Ah, my ear. Go away.
Oh, God.
Take your penis out of her ear. We're recording.
Sorry.
Wait, he had one in my
ear. Put it
ear
in your
too.
Own ear where
it's
it belongs.
In my eye. He has two.
That's better.
I can see what's happening.
What?
And they don't have a clue.
Who?
We'll make frozen all yogurt, right, we don't... and here's the bottom line.
We don't have
I'll give it all to
this.
You.
We're going to be sued.
Voting is now open, but only for a very short time, so act quickly.
Tell us, how can people vote?
They can vote online.
Vote online? That sounds so simple that even a poorly trained gorilla with severe head trauma could do it.
It is that simple. It really is.
Tell us more.
Well, to vote for their favorite outtake ever so far, listeners simply log on to our voting website at www.yourmomsapodcast.freevotingwebsite.notascamatallhonestiswear.org/vote/best outtake ever.sofar/sign up to vote/login/ oh look, it's a triangle .register/poopyhead/smiley face. Then enter the special easy to remember outtake voter sign-in code, which is all capital letters E5WQ829HD F9849274139844FLXBTF $(OPEN(1,2,3,4,6,8,9)HJKRFF7MZA2).
And voting is now closed. Thanks for playing.
See, wasn't that simple?
Gosh, it was.
Yes, it was. The winning outtake, voted by you, our listeners, as the best outtake ever so far, can be heard right now on our other website, www.listentothebestoutakeever.sofar.fakedomainnames.fart/thevotesarein/yourmomsapodcast.com.
You've been listening to Your Mom's a Podcast, featuring Stephanie Lynn Russell, T. Gregory Argall, Amanda Skinner, and Dwayne Mailman. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argall and Stephanie Lynn Russell, with music by Stefan Kartenberg and Isbud Zimli.
And now, for a Yorkshire Terrier with a cleft lip.